20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show. And yes, John is covering for me right now, but I had to make a special appearance. I am in Nashville right now for country radio seminars, but we still have to give you your Y Country Medical Minute, which is brought to you by our friends at the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. Now, Rose, you're finally in the studio, and I'm not there.
Yeah, that was not planned.
No. So here's the question, okay, because you're before work, obviously, you're on your way in, you had a meeting here. Are you trying to take my job while I'm gone?
I have thought about it.
Have you? Okay. All right. Because you've been saying, oh, it could be the Matt and Rose show and all this stuff, which is great, but I really feel like you're actually serious now with taking my job.
You never know. I could be here when you get back.
Good. I'm wondering, should I just stay in Nashville then? Should I just stay here?
No, you still have to come back.
Okay.
It can't be the Matt and Rose show if there's no Matt.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will take that. Excellent. All right. So the point of the Y Country Medical Minute is we want to help bring awareness and light some different tips and tricks for you to be the healthiest you. And in honor of February's National Children's Dental Health Month, that's what we're talking about.
Yes. And one of the things that I get asked a lot is, when should I take my child to the dentist for the first time? Because a lot of people don't know. Is it when they have a full, you know, mouth of teeth?
Right.
Or is it before?
One little poking through? Or,
yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're exactly right. It is, you know, when the first tooth erupts, usually about like 6 to 10 months.
Yeah.
And make sure you bring them in no later than 1 or 2 years old.
Okay. I like that you say the word erupts because it makes it sound like a volcano of teeth is coming out.
Well, I'm sure parents can totally relate to that because the fever starts and everything else.
Oh, so. Yeah. The temper tantrums erupt is what happens.
And the whining.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it.
That. All right. So why are we bringing the kids in at that time?
It's really important to familiarize the child with the dental staff and the office environment so then they realize that it's not as scary as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they're young, so they won't get as nervous anyway.
Sure.
And it also allows them to become comfortable with the dental tools and process. I know our hygienists make it fun and they name the tools different names and things like that, so it's fun for them.
So it's just basically kind of setting their expectations for future dental visits.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what can they then, speaking of setting expectations, what can they expect?
Well, parents, this is really an educational spot. So you're learning how to take care of your child's tooth or teeth, depending on that time, and how to take care of that and also nutritional guidelines as well. So, and also if the hygienist is able to comfort and calm the child, depending on how the kid is anxious and stuff, they can clean the present teeth and also place a fluoride varnish to help prevent cavities.
Very cool. There you go. Helping save money for the future and save health for the future as well, too. So how do we prepare for this dental visit?
I always like to suggest make it fun. Take turns, you know, being the dentist and the patient. I always play dolls with my niece, and it's fun to do the dentist, too. So
I play that with all of my coworkers at the station back there. So
that's a little scary.
Yeah.
Watch out, Brock.
Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay, here. Let's play dentist. It's weird.
So you can always use a small mirror to look in each other's mouth and count teeth and stuff, make it fun. And also, I always say ready, set, go. Make sure your child gets a good night of rest the night before so they're not cranky. And also make sure you plan plenty of time and also get a babysitter around if you have other kids.
There you go. Great idea. Bring one in at a time that needs to be taken care of, and the rest of them can be babysat.
For sure.
I like it. Well, Rose, thank you very much. Where can we get all this information again?
At CassFamilyClinic.org.
There you go. It's the Y Country Medical Minute with our friends at the Cassopolis Family Clinic Networks. On 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.